This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in this morning. My son's 15-year-old friend got drunk at our house, and now I need to confront his parents about it.
A bunch of
amateurs. Sarah from Greece sent us this message for Parental Confidential. We'll get right into it this morning. If you have any advice or suggestions on how to handle a situation like this, call us, text us, 585-252-9800. Would love to hear from you guys on this one. Very relatable. Nothing good happens in the basement. No. Sarah says, hi, guys. You have my permission to share this story on your show. Long story short, my 15-year-old son had two friends over last weekend. They ate pizza, played football outside, went in the basement. They came up later in the evening and said they needed towels because they spilled a drink. I went down to clean it up, and the other friend was basically passed out on the couch. He had thrown up all over the pool table. My son and his other friend played dumb. They said they had no idea what happened, but I knew he was not just sick. I called the boy's mom. Ugh. She came to get him. The other boy went home, and before he did, he admitted the first boy was drunk. I asked him if he was drinking at our house, and he said he didn't see him drinking. He just knew he had been drinking at some point in the night. I asked my son, and he said he didn't know he had been drinking. Continues to play dumb. Finally confessed that he had been at our house, and I asked him what he had been drinking, and he said the boy brought a bottle of vodka with him, but I think he took it from us. Sarah thinks it was their vodka. Yes, the Smirnoff.
The classic stealing of the vodka. The classic filling the rest up with water.
My husband is furious and wants to ground him and take his phone away for a month. I know we have to punish him, but I don't know if that is too extreme or not. It's probably not too extreme, Sarah. I also know I need to let the other mothers know, the other parents, that yes, the kid drank at our house and my son knew about it. Does anyone have any advice on how to handle a situation like this or what to even say to the parents? Are we in trouble that the kid was drinking at our house if we didn't know? Thanks, Moose and Breezy. I would definitely not wait and bring it up to the parents. Yeah.
No, you got to do it. You got to rip the Band-Aid off.
585-252-9800. We have a couple of texts already coming in on this. You realize this. I mean, high school, that's where you go to hang out. You go in the basement, right?
Yeah. I did this as a high schooler. I think I was a senior. No, I was a junior. I went and drank at a friend's house and obviously couldn't handle my liquor.
If I went to the basement and I saw that my son's friend threw up all over my pool table, oh my God. Yeah. No, not happening. No. Here we got a lawyer texting in this morning. Love that. Hi, guys. Lawyer here messaging in. You should address this ASAP with the other parents, not just about the drinking, but to make sure everyone is on the same page about what exactly happened and took place. You could face liability under social host laws, so it's better to just be honest of what actually went down. I agree.
Right.
Tim says, have a calm discussion with your son about drinking and the effects of drinking. He's a teenager. Most likely he's going to be around high school parties and drinking. It's what teenagers do, or at least did when I was in high school. Oh, no, they're doing it, Tim. They're still doing it.
They're doing it. They're very much so doing it.
We were drinking the hard stuff, though, like Zima.
So, what is the licorice one?
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Italian.
Sambuca.
Yeah. Okay, so... In my experience, when I was in this situation, because everyone's like, you're not a parent. I'm like, I know, but I did this as a child. So, I went to a friend's house, got really sick, got really drunk. And the parents found out, obviously. And they took me home the next morning. We had to have a full sit-down meeting with her parents, my parents.
How uncomfortable.
The most uncomfortable. My dad has an office. And there's chairs. And,
it was a lot.
It was a lot.
You went to the Oval Office.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. And then my mom was furious. And she was like, okay, so you know your road test you're supposed to take next week? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you won't be getting that until 6 months from now.
You won't even be taking it until
6 months from now.
Yes.
So I was supposed to get it or try for it in like November. I didn't actually get it till like January, February.
That's when you finally came to the realization that there's consequences for your actions.
It was really bad.
Cheryl says, your husband is not overreacting. Your son needs to learn a lesson from this. Whatever you do, lock up your booze so you know for a fact he can't get it from you. My son tried sneaking out alcohol out of our house one time at 16. We grounded him for a month. No keys to the car, no phone, no friends, no computer, no TV. Be a parent, not their friend.
Yeah.
First off, I just want to say, and I'm speaking from experience here, I'll say it again. Nothing good happens in the basement. That's where people go to accidentally get pregnant. That's where they go to experiment and get drunk off wine coolers because that's what mom likes to drink.
Right.
A punishment that makes sense to me is no more hanging out with friends in the basement. And if you are going to have friends over, they got to be in a common area or in the room with the when the doors stay open. Yes?
I would say yes.
I mean...
Joe, you're drunk now. I can't ask you for
advice. Always comes in blasted.
Rachel says, do not say anything at all. As long as the child got home safe and keeps his mouth shut, nobody needs to point the finger. Trust me, it's just going to end up messy. Worst advice ever, Rachel, but thank you so much for texting in.
Yeah, it's horrible advice.
And then I'll go over to our friend Ashley here. She says, hey, good morning, Moose. Good morning, Breeze. This mom thinks taking her son's phone away for a month is too extreme. Did I hear that right? How about going to prison for providing alcohol to a minor? I would definitely reach out to the other parents to discuss. And I would say this is not a topic for a phone conversation. Invite them over for coffee or some. Invite them over for a Smirnoff. Be completely honest and upfront with them and tell them what happened from your understanding. I agree, Ashley.
I'm making espresso martinis. Who wants to come through? So your kid's a drunk.
Yeah, your kid passed out.
Belligerent.
You owe me a bunch of money for my pool table because he threw up all over it.
And you're replacing the 12-pack that they stole. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so some tough love here has been thrown at Sarah. But Sarah, you gotta say something. And taking your kid's phone away for a month is not too extreme.
I do think, to play devil's advocate here, I do think that taking your kid's phone away is more of a pain in the ass for you as a parent because you can't get a hold. Like, whenever my mom took my phone away, I was like, all right, well, that's going to be way harder for you because all you want to do is get in touch with me and get a hold of me and figure out what I'm doing. And what are you going to do? Send carrier pigeons?
God, just constantly gaslighting everyone,
as a child. No, it's the truth. It's the absolute truth.
My mother would constantly take away my console. If I had a Nintendo, a PlayStation, I'm like, can't you just take away the controllers? She'd take away the console, the controllers, the cords, and then hide them in all different places of the house. So it was a scavenger hunt all the time.
Yeah, I had my Xbox taken as a high schooler.
Like, my mom was always really bad about hiding. She would just put it in her bathroom, right in the drawer.
So yeah, that was it.
When she would fall asleep, I'd sneak into her room, take my phone, catch up on what I missed. Yeah, it was horrible.
Sarah, thanks for the vulnerability this morning. And I'm sure there's a lot of parents shaking their head this morning in disgust because their kid did the same exact thing.
Yeah.
We did it in high school, too. But you got to have the conversation with the other parents. You do not want to sweep this under the rug.
You got to do it.
Thank you guys for texting in this morning, for your messages. We'll get to another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. Be right back.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.